Proclamation number 8551 of 6th of July, 1963. Rescue work on the souls who are not unwilling. Little faith will you find in your fellow human beings who are themselves too little in love. These will reject all spiritual conversations. You will not have the opportunity to inform them of the delicious gift you offer them. They will reject you and want to hear nothing of the kind because it could disturb them and their inner peace. For whether they also live an outwardly righteous life on earth, as long as they are without love, it is merely a certain fulfillment of duty and a subordination to worldly laws, but not an expression of inner maturity, which can only result in a life of love. And you will mostly have to deal with such people, for there are very few of those who strive spiritually or are to be approached with spiritual things. But exactly these few I still gather for me in the lost time, and I still adjust them so that the danger of a sinking is eliminated for them, that they are certainly so far matured spiritually to be able to be received into the kingdom on the other side, where they can stride further up. But when you succeed to also win a soul for you from those men, then you can register a great plus, because every single soul is dear to me. And every single soul returned to me I rejoice and help in every way. And where I still see such a possibility, I will also lead you there or send it in your way. You can then convey to them my delicious gift. But the acceptance of them determines free will itself. You can only pray for every soul, which is still on the wrong way, that it may find the right way, and ask you to be helpful to them for this. I hereby address you, who want to serve me as faithful vineyard laborers. Do not slacken in your efforts to spread my word, and know that this is spiritual knowledge of such great value that it will also not fail to have an effect if only a person is of good will. If he lifts in love and thereby will also be receptive to what you bring him. And always know that I know men and lead them into the way for you, on whom you are to do vineyard work. That you cannot often record success is not to let you get tired, because it is the last time and only few are still to be won for me and my kingdom. But all your efforts draw wide circles. Everyone who listens to you believingly, everyone to whom you impart my word from above, will also do vineyard work again of his own accord, because my word itself drives him to it. And ever wider circles will take note of this word of mine. The flow of my love will flow in all directions and be collected by thirsty souls who refresh and strengthen themselves with it. And there are no limits for my word. It flows in all directions and fertilizes so many human hearts, which again draw strength and strive towards me, because they recognize me myself as origin of that what makes them happy and strengthens them. What they recognize as bread of heaven, as water of life, and therefore water their souls and feed them with food from above. For I offer it myself and call guests from everywhere to my table to partake of the Lord's Supper with them. And even if you see little success through your spiritual work, if you meet far more rejecting people than those who let themselves be given by you, so do not become despondent, for my word works by itself. The power of my word flows wherever it is desired, and I know about the human hearts that desire it. And no work is done in vain, because even if men on earth are not to be won, So still innumerable souls are prepared to accept it. And you ought to think of these souls especially, because also they no longer have much time, if they still stay in darkness. That they have detached themselves from darkness until the end and strive towards the light. When you have achieved that through loving intercession that you are listened to by those souls, then you have a great profit to record, because then these souls are rescued from the lot of renewed banishment in matter, and the way up is already entered and will also lead further and further up. The word, which goes out from me, is blessed with my power. So it will also have an effect on those souls, which truly need power to be able to ascend from the deep to the height. Always bear in mind that I open up all possibilities in view of the near end to still bring salvation to quite a lot of souls, and it only depends on the free will of those that they accept my gifts of favor, and that is why you are to contribute to stimulate the will where opportunity is offered to you. You should always regard your spiritual task as urgent and leave no stone unturned to pass on my word, for even the slightest success can mean salvation for a soul from greatest danger. It can be spared the fate of new banishment, it can still take the right path to me before the end. For I still struggle for every soul before the end and supply it with strength and fortification if only it does not completely reject me. And every soul can still change before the end. This certainty is to spur you on to untiring work for me and my kingdom. Because every soul will thank you eternally, which was protected through you from the abyss, which found the way to me through you. Amen.